They've got Gun-Shy, Cranium 12, and Throwing Paper Airplanes. Lots of good music happening all around town. Here's Skyscraper doing the truth, and you can check them out with the Wall Clocks this Friday night at the Modern Exchange. Right now we're listening to Cranium 12 doing Psycho Bomb. They are going to be playing Saturday night at the Modern Exchange with Gun-Shy and Throwing Paper Airplanes. There's a benefit happening at the Corner Brewery up in Ypsilanti. It's Veterans for Peace Scholarship, and it's called the John Lennon Benefit. It's happening Saturday night at, again, the Corner Brewery in Ypsilanti. There's a show going on called Under My Heels. It's an all-women's show happening at the Heidelberg on Saturday night. I wasn't able to get any information on any of the bands that are playing, but they are all female-fronted bands happening at the Heidelberg on Main Street in Ann Arbor this weekend. Chapstick is playing the Elbow Room up in Ypsilanti along with Snaggle Booth and Wizardry. And a show that's real interesting, I saw this band, they're great. The Crown Heads of Rhythm are playing the Cashew Cafe Saturday night. I'm going to pot up the Cranium 12 and let them play, and I think we're going to be about ready to go live with Mizaj in just a few seconds.
You made us think we had a chance with girls that didn't exist, but if we weren't in 8th grade, I could have seen right through ya. If we weren't in 8th grade, I would have known that I hardly knew ya.
Well, looks like the music. Oh, here we go with Darren Mitz and the Shop Rats. We're good to go. We're going to pod that down, but they are playing at Chili's in Dearborn this weekend. But we're going to bring them down and bring up the band because we are ready to go live with Mizaj. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, great to see ya. Well, welcome to WHFR.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Okay, you want to play something first, and then we'll introduce the band?
Let's do that.
Yeah. We're going to play a song called Aranina. It means our songs. We're going to begin the show with the song. اختفى ايش انزال راحت اسمينا كم حبي بين الناس انا عارف كل اسمينا كنا نعرف شفي من آخر كاس وعزينا على أهالينا وين كسبتوا وين المال راحت في غرس ميلنا We'll be right back.
Very nice. Very nice. Someone out there want to introduce the band?
Sure. I'm Imad, and I'm playing acoustic guitar, and next to me is...
I'm Rauf, and I play the oud.
Mohanad, I play vocals. Well, I don't play vocals, I do vocals. But I play guitar and mandolin.
And I'm Marco, and I play the drums.
Marco.
And we're missing our bass player, Gus, who couldn't make it. He was caught in traffic, obviously.
Lost in traffic, oh, no. And he tried.
So well, if we're sounding a little bit off, then that's his fault.
Sounds real good in here. Thank you. A real pleasure having you here today. And... well, you want to play another one, and we'll do some talking?
Sure. The second one we're going to play is Traveling While Arab Blues, and as the name dictates, it's about, I wouldn't say it's a personal experience, but it's someone who's going through security while hopping on a plane and all the fun stuff that happens at the airport.
Suffer.
love you deep. What alone may be seen. What alone may be seen. In a lulak may be it's water, that it's summer, out of the sun.
Wow, that's very mood, very effective. I know I know how traveling can be frustrating for everyone, but I imagine, I'm sure there's a lot of issues with that. It's a great song. You've got a very melancholy, very mellow feel to your music.
Wow, thank you.
Very and pleasant.
In fact, we're thinking of calling our debut CD Upbeat Melancholy.
In fact, the name massage is Arabic for mood.
Mood, yes.
Very good.
So it's right in the songs, I guess.
Yeah, it is very moody music, but it's very pleasant. We've been promoting you as an Arabic band, but it's almost blues.
It's both. We have the Arabic roots. Lyrics and roots, but we're really also involved in American music, blues and... reggae, I mean, you name it.
Sounds real good. We'd like to hear some more.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the next song is called Hajar. It means stone. When I wrote the song, I was thinking of watching, you know, I was watching TV and I see all these destruction and war around the world, and it gave me a feeling that there is a sense of indifference, that the world is not really looking at what's going on. And the song is, Hajar means, what happened if you became a stone? You don't feel anything. You became just part of a brick or something like that. And it's not for one specific place in the world, it's just what's happening around the world that alarmed me to that effect. So I wrote Hajar in response to all the blind eyes and around the world that aren't really indifferent to what's going on.
So it's dedicated to those who like to be called bystanders?
Yeah. Blind eyewitness or something like that. Okay, so we'll go.
Nice. I like that one. That was, I was looking at your bio information and you had the words to this one and the last lines are like, speak up, speak louder, oh stone, all are lined up like monkeys, huddled together. Why do you have no eyes? Are you all blind? Everyone is marching together like sheep. It was a marching song. It was great. I loved it. Very good. So how long have you guys been together?
7 years.
Yeah.
We began in the summer of 2002, I believe we were just, you know.
Well,
playing.
In our current composition of the band, we've been together for now almost a year. Obviously, by our ages, this is something that we have been doing for quite some time. And it started with Imad, Raouf, and myself. And we have now our perfect match with Marco and Gus. Those guys fit right in, and they relate to most of the issues that we talk about, and hopefully they're sticking around.
Well, you guys were playing for like 10 years ago?
Yeah, Marco and Gus, the bass player, and I, and another member, Langan Smith, used to have a band called Jolly Llama. It was in the 90s. Yeah,
yeah, I remember.
And we
them.
Played a lot of shows back then, so kind of like, you know, back all together.
Well, you're an interesting. I'm sorry we don't see we're on the radio. We don't see you at all. But without the bass player, but your drummer's got this complete big drum set, like he's going to play with a rock band. But he's got that really great touch for your feel.
Oh, Margo is the best drummer in the world. One of the best drummers.
We believe he was an Arab in a previous life.
Well, what are your countries of origin?
You're all Arab Americans.
You're all Arab.
We're all Arab Americans. I'm Syrian originally. I grew up in Lebanon. I lived in Egypt too. So I've lived in three different Arabic countries. But I'm originally Syrian from Damascus. And I've been here for 25 years.
And right now you're an employee of the Henry Ford
Community College. Yes, I do work at the counseling division, actually. Yeah, a faculty member.
That didn't have anything to us for us play here.
That's why I had Mohanna dealing with this.
Yeah, I came from Cairo, Egypt, by way of Madison Heights.
Okay. He's going to leave it at there. Well, I like to think of myself as universal, however I fail at most of the times. I'm originally from Syria, a northern city of Aleppo, and been around, and now I'm here.
Mohanna and I share a very interesting story, but it's too long probably on it.
And I'm not an employee of Henry Ford.
Okay.
Well, all right. Joseph, do you have anything more? Well, where's the drummer from?
Marco.
Yeah, Marco.
Marco.
Well, I left the old country in 1994 to Michigan, but I'm from Ohio originally.
Oh, that faraway land. Okay, well, it's a pleasure having Mazaj here in the studio, and you got some more music for us?
Sure. Yes, this second song, or the next song we're going to play, is called Mawal. And mawal is a form of singing in Arabic music where it's mostly done by vocals, and it's kind of in between a cappella and solerias in flamenco. And in fact, it is believed that this is the roots of the melancholic yells of the flamenco singers. And mostly mawal is a tradition in Arabic music where it is a prelude to a song. So there's always this verse that is played by one instrument as well as the vocals, and he's reminiscing about the days where his lover was around and how much he misses her and all that. So we took this concept and we applied it to what would an Arab American or an immigrant, regardless of where he or she comes from, what would their mawal be? And this is the song.
الحق والعدال عمرت الهادي زلت بوادي سموني ركي بجمال كرا ولادي رامي ولادي نار والعم من
nice. You could really hear the flamenco feel of it in there. That was very good. We saw you at Concert of Colors. In fact, I believe you were broadcast live on our radio because we did the diversity stage that weekend. Okay. And so,
yep, that's right.
Do you have any gigs coming up in the future?
We don't have anything solid right now as in terms of solid dates, but whoever is interested to know more about us, then they can visit MySpace. Our band is myspace.com/MazajUSA, MazajUSA. And we keep updating our news and where they can get the CDs if they like this music and where they can listen to us or see us live.
Okay.
And if you just Google Mazaj, M-A-Z-A-J, mm-hmm. you will get to your website.
USA.
We sure hope so.
Mazaj USA, yeah, you will get there. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure having you here today. We're really enjoying this. And you have some more for us.
We probably can squeeze another two or three songs. This next one is going to be Sweet Comfort. And again, we are talking about the upbeat melancholy. And Sweet Comfort, the verse says that, oh, what comfort I had when I died, for I have not witnessed what I have seen. Thank you.
شفت العرض وديان شفت الظلم سلطان شفت العدل نسيان شفت القتل ولدان شفت المهد كفان شور تحت لما متت ما شفت الحرب اخوان شفت الحزن اطنان شفت الخجل عريان شفت العرب عميان شفت الكفر ندمان شفت الغدر ايمان شو ارتحت لما متت وما شفت الشفت
was very moving. I have a burned copy of your CD I got before Concert of Colors. In your regular CD, do you have the words to these songs? Because reading, you submitted them with us, and reading it, you know, what a relief it was when I died and did not see what I saw. If I did not die, I would have died from what I saw. Ooh. Yep. And what you mention in here, River of Tears, Children's Coffins. Oh,
well, it's just another ordinary day on TV.
Okay. Well, it's a real pleasure having you here today in the studio, and we've still got more time for more music. If we can get some more from you, I'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, the next song kind of dovetails on what Mohanad was singing about Sweet Comfort. It's called Shuhada. Shuhada are the martyrs, those who died for a cause, for a good cause. And the song is twofold. It starts with a sort of procession, and it probably has a little bit of gospel in it, procession, but sang in Arabic. And then the song, the second fault, sort of tells the story about a guy who's really talking to his lover about the days and how is there's nothing left anymore, but for those who died, left everything for us.
Oh.
تسأليني شو رح أقول كل الحروف ملت من الحكي والحالة ما لها عم تسوق
Very nice. You included in your bio package here, this is like a program. Is this from a show that you had done with the words that are included in it? Is that?
That was the Concert of Colors show.
That was the show you did there.
Yeah, we didn't want people to feel disconnected, so we had the programs and we were distributing them for the audience as they walked in. And this is something that we always encourage, even those that are listening to us that might not understand the lyrics, is feel free to make up your own and go along. And one more note for those that are not watching us but listening to us, you should have seen Marco multitasking. He was playing derbeke and drums at the same time.
Oh, well. Do you write this music yourself, or is this traditional Arabic music? Or
it's all
original.
All originals? Yeah. Very nice.
In fact, we have a burned CD of yours, and it says you've got a full-length album to be released in the autumn of 2009.
Well, we might be pushing that. But yes, we will, hopefully. Yeah.
Very soon?
Yeah.
They should look for it on your...
Well, we're... obviously, we have our day jobs that... we hope that maybe in the Christmas vacation we can do that.
Well, be sure to let us know, and we'll announce it. And when you have your CD release party, we'd love to be there.
Absolutely will. Well, I think the last one, we have time for one more.
Oh, somebody's cell phone. Yeah. we have about 11 more minutes.
You want to squeeze in?
You want to check on his glucose? For those who... Raouf, our oud player, is a family practitioner. He's a physician. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's a director of a hospital somewhere, and he's been he's on call.
Oh, no.
This is more important than... a song in al-Arabi, mean I the Arab. And when I wrote the song, I was thinking about what is the best way of introducing who am I as an Arab. And you hear a lot of distortions about who we are, and it's always in a negative term. So I said, I'm the Arab. I've been called, you know, a terrorist, but you know, there was a big civilization behind us, and we were part of a huge civilization in Europe, and we, at the same time, called terrorists, but we were really terrorized by war in our own countries, so to speak. And so the song came as in this post 9/11 world where everybody is making up definition of who we are. So I felt that maybe we should say who we are and write that. So it's called An al-Arabi. Yeah.
Wow. Boy, you guys get hot when you warm up. It's very good.
Can we start all over?
We just don't have the time to start over again.
We have to come back, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Well, you sing of local issues and contemporary issues. It's great reading the music that, or the lyrics that come along with it, with what you, the package you gave us today. I like one of the lines in here. It says, Mijaj sings of local issues relevant of a post 9/11, immigrants, justice and peace, or the lack of it, and for the longing of loved ones in distant places. And it's very true, reading the words to have come along with what you did today. But it's been an awesome show. We have a little bit more time. Can you go out with something?
We've got 3 minutes.
We've got about 3 minutes.
Sure.
Okay.
Got something upbeat?
Yeah, something on a lighter note, perhaps?
Well, maybe a love song.
Ah, we always need that.
Shall we do Lala or Sibel? Oh, we'll do. We'll do La La La.
La La La.
لمن كتب حرفاً